This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. The political standoff in Washington over the Dubai ports deal appears to be over, but the apparent end of the plan for a Dubai company to operate six U.S. ports leaves other issues unresolved. Questions remain about what company will replace Dubai Ports World and what this might mean for other international business deals. Free trade talks between the U.S. and the United Arab Emirates were postponed today, and there's apprehension about how this will play overseas. Here's President Bush speaking to a group of newspaper publishers in Washington this morning.
I'm concerned about a broader message this issue could send to our friends and allies around the world, particularly in the Middle East. In order to win the war on terror, we have got to strengthen our relationships and friendships with moderate Arab countries in the Middle East.
For a sense of how that message the president refers to is being received in the Middle East, we're joined from Dubai by Yusuf Ibrahim. He is managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group, a political risk consulting firm. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We heard the president there being worried about signals that are being sent. What's the perspective from where you sit in Dubai?
Well, it certainly will add to the hurt feelings of the broader Arab public, but that's really nothing new. We've had in 5 years of public polling, by and large, most of the Arabs saying they do not approve and are not happy with American foreign policy. However, one cannot exaggerate this. In the end of the day, I don't think it will hurt the flow of Arab investments to the United States, and it will not impact on the important areas, which is the military cooperation. The United Arab Emirates has allowed for a number of years now, more than 15 years, American warships and American airplanes that do surveillance to operate here. And much of what they do really was keep an eye on Iraq and Iran. And that's not going to change because we do afford these countries, the small countries of the Gulf, the kind of protection against Iraq first and now Iran that nobody else can. And in terms of investments, it will not have a big impact either because essentially the United States remains the main market in which you can invest.
Are you hearing this from people there in Dubai that the brouhaha over this ports deal was in some way inflamed by anti-Arab sentiment?
Yes, of course, it was inflamed by anti-Arab sentiment. I have no doubt of that. Somebody pushed the panic button, and it was the Arabs are coming. For all practical purposes, the fact that Dubai was going to manage those ports does not mean it was going to have any control over what comes into the port, what goes out of the port. Therefore, the concern about importing acts of terror via Dubai was exaggerated. On the other hand, it is not completely unreasonable to worry about the extraordinary Iranian influence that exists in Dubai and the overwhelming Palestinian militant influence over the media. This foreign influence does exercise a certain presence in the policymaking of the country. So the congressmen and the senators who were worried about this are not entirely out of sync. They have a point, but I think it's an exaggerated point. On the whole, the United Arab Emirates is a friendly country to the United States, and it does have all these military and strategic agreements with the United States, which are, I don't think, going to be disturbed.
Do the Emirates feel, do you think, that they need to repair their image in the United States? Or is the assumption more this was an isolated case, it'll blow over, and then it's back to business as usual?
I think they should seriously begin to consider that they need to repair this image. But to repair, and they didn't do any work at all to prepare themselves or prepare the American public for this step. You would have thought that you should expect some objections, especially given the fact that two of the attackers of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were from the United Arab Emirates. So in terms of public relations, they really did not do their homework.
Yusuf Ibrahim is managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group in Dubai. Mr. Ibrahim, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
President Bush also pointed out today that Dubai services more U.S. Navy ships than any other foreign country. Darren Fonda, a business writer for Time magazine, details that business arrangement in an article this week. He says the company, Inchcape Shipping Services, or ISS, used to be a British firm.
They've been around for more than 100 years. They provide a wide range of shipping and logistics services to the maritime industry, from cruise ships to oil tankers to commercial cargo vessels. And they also have a defense services division. And that defense services division has been a longtime provider of services to the British Royal Navy. And last year, they also won a contract with the U.S. Navy to provide, again, a range of shore services, essentially, to ships that come in at various ports of call.
This British company, ISS, was sold to a Dubai firm just this past January. Can you describe how that transaction, that sale, worked?
Well, it was sold to this Dubai-owned government investment vehicle called Istimar, and it was sold in January for $285 million. Istimar invests in a wide range of assets overseas, and it is run by the same person who is in charge of Dubai Ports World.
Now, the company has a $50 million contract with the U.S. Navy. What is that contract for?
That contract is to provide what's known as ship husbanding services. When a ship comes into a port, obviously it needs all kinds of things, fuel, maintenance, if it's a Navy ship, fresh vegetables and fruits, things like that. And the husbanding agent will arrange for all of these things. And ISS has a contract to provide these services to the U.S. Navy for 5 years through 2011. And the contract covers ports throughout Southwest Asia, which includes the Middle East and East Africa.
And is security part of this contract?
Security is generally a part of husbanding agent contracts. They will do things like provide concrete barriers, demarcation lines around a ship that comes in. It's also an issue because for the husbanding agent to be ready when the ship comes in, they have to know what the ship's schedule is in advance. And that's fairly sensitive for the military. It's fairly sensitive information. They don't like to give that out because obviously if it falls into the wrong hands, it could give potential terrorists a window and an opportunity to attack.
When this sale went through of ISS from a British company to this Dubai investment vehicle, were any questions raised at the time similar to the questions that we've seen over this Dubai Ports World deal?
It doesn't appear so. The Washington Post reported today that the Dubai company Istimar contacted the Treasury Department to find out if the deal would have to go through a security review, and apparently was told that it did not, but the Treasury Department has not confirmed that that is the case.
You do start wondering whether once things start getting scrutinized in a way that they weren't before, whether there might be a lot of deals like this that might come up that people will start raising questions about.
I think that's a good point. You know, to some extent, this started last year when Unocal, the American oil company, was being auctioned, and a Chinese state-owned oil firm wanted to buy it. And this caused a big stir in Washington, similar to the one that we're seeing now with the Dubai Ports World deal. And I think it sort of started a trend of more rigorous scrutiny of assets that are perceived to be in America's strategic national interest. So, yes, I think this will draw more scrutiny to these kinds of deals. And frankly, it may also chill investment in the U.S., which would be an unfortunate consequence.
Darren Fonda is a business writer for Time magazine. Darren, thanks very much.
Well, thank you for having me.